Friday following the loss that we need each other. It shows with our shot selection and our shot quality. You've said that before, but I'm curious if you can elaborate on that a little bit more and how you're hoping the guys respond to that just team unity message.
Yeah, I think we're unified. You know, I think those things that I mentioned really impact the game in multiple ways. And I think the overriding message for us is we need to defend. We're not a great defensive team. We're challenged in some ways. We've got a couple guys that are really impactful. But we need to defend as a team. Rebounding is the most obvious part of that. And again, we just have to have a tenacity and kind of be scrappy. And we've had that at various times this year. And I think as we've had what are significant changes with our group, there's a process by which a new team essentially has to craft its identity, and that identity is the same. There's an understanding again of the way that we need to play to be successful. So those things I was referencing, specific types of pass, passing the ball ahead in transition allows us to play with more pace. When we get in the lane and break the paint, having our eyes out and passing the ball out allows us to get more catch and shoot threes, which are obviously highly efficient shots. When we're getting our shot blocked, when we go to the rim, it's a pretty good indication that maybe there was an opportunity to get off the ball earlier. So, with a new group, something as simple as spacing is doing. There's some things that we do spacing that, are very much like a play. There are things we work on. All those things, we need to continue to do, whether it's just with the time that we have. Today, we're spending time and, a little more than a walkthrough, trying to, continue to drill some of those things and familiarize guys where it's hard to develop habits, at this point in the year. But I think I really want us to play well during this homestand, for us, yes, for our fans as well, and I think that can happen, but we need to focus on the defensive end and the things that we can control and, continue to be committed to a style of play that had us leading the league in assists. And that's who we have to be. And, just because you're there doesn't mean you stay there, And with seven new players, half of our team is new. So it's integrating those guys into that mindset as well. So we all need each other to do those things is really what I was driving at. It's a long answer, but the things that I, elaborated on, it's not the two of us passing the ball back and forth. It's situational things that are important to make us successful.
With the defense, it seems that the times where you guys have success, on-ball defense is really good. You're not getting broken down. And you're not trying to get out to challenge threes. What have you seen as far as defense when guys do get broken down and it forces the help and then you guys are running off, and guys get wide open threes?
Yeah, but you're going to give up some threes, particularly if you want. For us to take the rim away requires more than Nodiaka coming over at 6'8". We have to be in really tight rotations. And to your point, Brian, guarding the ball is tremendously important. We did a good job of that against Philly. Dyson and Nikhil were on edge coming Maxi. That helps. So I think for our group, it goes back to collectively, our shifts when there is a matchup on the ball, or the offensive players is quicker than you, or teams that do drive the ball, it puts more pressure on those. Hopefully you can stay out of rotations and you can dictate where you can be, which allows you to actually rotate. But you're in some scramble situations that you work on, free safety comes over, a cornerback drops, peel off, like all those things that you try to do. But in the end, you're still in a closeout situation. And, you know, you close out appropriately. It just has to be continuous and, you know, guarding through the entire possession. And it takes five guys. As solid as Nikhil and Dyson are, they can't guard everybody. And they're also, you know, 6'6 and 6'5. So to my earlier point, we need each other. And we need those other guys outside of Nikhil and Dyson to be really committed to the things that we can actually control.
Coach, you mentioned some of the new guys on this team, and one of them, Buddy Hield, gets his jersey retired from Oklahoma yesterday. What was it like to see him, you know, get that achievement? And then what do you think maybe a positive impact it could have in the locker room?
Yeah, I'll take the second part of the question first. You know, you've seen Buddy have an impact on his teammates individually, and I think on the team. There's a spirit that he has, and it's really positive. His experience in the league, you know, he's been in a lot of situations where, you know, he's gained knowledge, and you know, he's willing to share that. And I think he does it in a way that is easy to receive. And that's part of who he is. I think he's got a good feel for those situations. And certainly, you know, anytime, you know, getting your jersey retired is kind of the ultimate achievement, because it reflects, you know, a body of work and reflects the impact that he had on that program. And I'm sure he's very proud, but I think the people in Norman are probably even more proud that they got to do that and that he spent, you know, that time there.
Coach, I'm curious, you guys are in a unique situation where you may not necessarily be like some of the teams who are having a harder record or worse record than you, but how do you find the balance of developing these guys, finding the right combinations while also trying to win?
That is a million-dollar question, right? I think winning is part of development, let me say that. But, you know, you define development in a lot of ways. I think part of that is evaluating. There's a mix between, you know, playing and working. A lot of times the competition that you're involved in at a high level, you know, is able to show you the things you need to work on. But we want to win, you know, make no mistake about that. And everybody's got to contribute at the level that they're capable of right now. And so, but, you know, to have, you also want to have sustainable success. And that's, I think, where the development, you know, plays a role in that, particularly with a younger group where guys are getting opportunities to play. But we're in a very different situation than some other teams, you know. There's two guys that are left here from the time that I started. So that means other guys are getting better, and those two guys have developed, you know, Jalen and Onyeka. So, and they're helping us win. So they can run concurrently, and you know, to a certain degree, those are decisions that sometimes are difficult to make. But they're not, you know, they're not singular decisions. It's kind of a constant process that is going on. And really happy with, you know, some of our younger guys and how they are progressing. And you can see them growing. And the faster or quicker they grow, the better our team is.
Thanks, Coach.
Okay.